There are no further motions. Superior Court of the State of Pennsylvania declares case number BD-237 closed.
That's why I suggested you file the joint summary with the joint petition, because
Render a decision. Well, thank you.
No way.
I told my knees up, get sent to you because I need it. Huh? Find out what the thing was for, then read it. A man's time came to explore. I went A fire because I thought like I liked it. Little tease, but I didn't need it. But you mess with a good stall, you gotta pay.
And these unknown craft, where were the majority sighted?
En route home, me, others, walk onto mine field by base. Long black car. Drive up. No door handle. No window. No persons drive. We run. Mines. Explosion. But no sound. Nothing. Silent.
You said others. Are any of them with you in America?
Yes. 305 steps up. Can you verify? Different KGB still held much power. Just like papers. Yes. We are each mentioned in the rest of the report.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. D'Annunzio. Hi, this is Ed Juris over at Fuller and Siegel. How are you this morning?
The kids, you know.
I understand. I just wanted to call and let you in on a stock that's going public next week.
Oh, well, it's so hard after the holidays.
Don't hit her with that! I mean it!
I'm sorry, what?
A company in Tucson called Cryocord has achieved an amazing advancement in the technology of cryogenics. You see, stem cells from the blood of an umbilical cord may be transplanted in the treatment of many life-threatening diseases such
Loser.
As...
Loser.
Such as?
What?
Diseases such B- as...
Before that, what did you say?
I didn't say nothing. You were talking.
Right to my face. Now that I'm in front of you, call me a loser to my face.
Calm down.
Trash her desk.
Why don't you go home, Ed? We'll discuss this later.
I made a last-ditch effort to get out of it, but the Bureau is holding fast to its federal employee's vacation policy. I haven't taken a day off in 4 years, so either I take a week vacation now or they start not paying me for 8 weeks vacation time. I don't like it, but I gotta do it. I gotta pay the rent. I gotta eat. Part of me can't help thinking this is just another way to get me out of here, but it is only a week, and you'll be here to keep an eye on things for me, so... Here's a few things for you to keep an eye on while I'm gone.
Why don't I have a desk?
What do you mean? I always assumed that was your area.
Back there.
Okay, so we'll have them send down another desk, and there won't be any room to move around here, but we can put them really close together, face to face. Maybe we can play some Battleship.
So what is it you want me to keep an eye on?
That contact that we met last night at the wall, who had the distinction of being present for first, that being you abandoning me during questioning. In the future, I'll make sure that all those people being interviewed provide you with a multimedia laser show to keep your interest maintained. In any case, his name is Sevlad Pudovkin. He's a Russian immigrant with a doctorate in astronautical engineering. He and several other contacts worked at a military space center in the Republic of Karelia. They smuggled out reverse-engineered reports of two alien craft which crashed and were retrieved from the Sea of Barents.
And these reports are for sale?
At a high price, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you confirmed the identity of these individuals?
That's your assignment while I'm gone. I want you to run an INS check and a Bureau NCIC check on these individuals, all of whom now reside in the Little Russia section of Philadelphia. I've also made arrangements for travel so you can administer eye-to-eye surveillance on their activities.
I'm not going.
What do you mean?
Your contact, while interesting in the context of science fiction, was... at least in my memory, recounting a poorly veiled synopsis of an episode of Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Eeny, meeny, chilly, beeny, the spirits are about to speak.
Rocky and Bullwinkle are looking for an obsidian mine. Boris Badenov alters the road signs, which causes them to walk onto a secret military base, where they are picked up by a car with no windows and no door locks, and there are silent explosions from a compound called Hushabum.
So you're refusing an assignment based on the adventures of Moose and Squirrel?
Refusing an assignment? It makes it sound like you're my superior.
Do what you want. Don't go to Philadelphia. But let me remind you that I worked my ass off to get these files reopened. You were just assigned. This work is my life.
And it's become mine.
You don't want it to be?
This isn't about you. Well, maybe it is indirectly. I don't know. I feel like I've lost sight of myself, Mulder. It's hard to see, let alone find, in the darkness of covert locations. I mean, I wish I could say that we were going in circles, but we're not. We're going in an endless line. Two steps forwards and three steps back. While my own life is... standing still.
Well, maybe it's good that we get away from each other for a while.
Where will you be?
Ironically enough, it's personal. It's a place I always wanted to go, what I anticipate to be a spiritual journey. I hope to discover something about myself. Maybe you should do the same.
Thank you.
Yes, Mrs. Shimsuda. Ma'am, what if I swore to you that it would never happen again? I just would like another chance. I need another chance, Mrs. Shimsuno. Well, that stock I recommended, virtual gambling, is up. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. I understand. Thank you for your time. Goodbye.
Thank you for your time. If you were any kind of man, you would have told her to kiss your ass, but no. Another woman sticks it to ya. Ain't that right, Eddie?
Hey, I can hear you down there.
Hear that? It's you, Ed. It's all about you.
Good evening. My name is Hannah and this is Spencer. Have you ever imagined what it would be like?
Do you hear that? Downstairs.
What I hear is the confusing and troubling sound of...
She's trying to drive me crazy.
Oh, we just talked to Miss Schilling, and I don't believe she would.
Somehow, she knows what I'm thinking. I don't want to feel it, but they know. Like psychics or something, or an implant thing, trying to drive me crazy. They've even programmed the TV to criticize me. There, you hear it? There. There. There.
We'll come back some other time.
You see? Even the Jehovah Witness babe won't waste her time on you. No woman would. And you just sit and take it. Take it like a man.
Hey, what are you doing? Get out of here.
You know...
Get out of my apartment! I'm gonna call the cops!
Started
now,
shaking.
Get out of here! No,
tonight.
No, please! No, shut up!
It gets really lonely by yourself. Now, where is love? And who is love? I gotta know.
boy lover. From now on, I'm your right-hand gal. You and me. As long as I'm with you, no one will ever hurt you. Never again.
Hey, Scully, it's me.
Yeah, I'm just calling to see how you're doing, and, give me a call on my cell when you get a chance. Just let me know where you're at.
You should have left me.
Yeah, just watch yourself, all right?
Мы тебя прикрывали. Во-вторых, гангстеры, рэкет, прочая всякая сволочь на тебя не наезжали. Ну смотри, мы все это, и в первую очередь для тебя, делаем. Все, что от тебя требуется, это просто платить нам немножко за это, но в срок.
У меня на самом деле есть деньги, нам не нужны неприятности.
Say yes is too soon. Skin must heal.
I'll pay you anything.
Miss, you like this on his arm?
Eddie?
The color, the red on the lips, it's extraordinary.
Something I find in Soviet prison. I tell him,
everyone gets tattoo they deserve. Beautiful, cheap.
I thought I was your girl.
Tattoo reflect on body what lies in person's soul.
You'd break my heart over a
redhead.
Yes. Use the sewing needle, paper clip.
You talk to her, and I'm going to be bad.
Shavings, urine. I find grasses grow in prison yard, rye and such. Only use now on that tattoo.
Pardon me. You look.
Mm-hmm. Mind some advice from a stranger?
Make sure you've thought it over before you get it done.
What, you didn't get the tattoo you deserve?
Mine was too impulsive.
Never say never. Sometimes I wish I were that impulsive.
Careful what you wish for. There's more fashionable places in the city. How did you end up here?
I'm in town visiting my aunt in the neighborhood. How about you?
There's a real crummy bar across the street that's good for when you're feeling down. And I was kind of down last week, and...
So it wasn't so much impulsive as it was hammered?
Have you, seen much of Philadelphia?
No.
There's a couple really nice restaurants by the river, if you're interested.
I'd like that. But, I'm leaving tonight.
If you're ever in town again,
that's my home number. I work there mainly.
Hello?
Scully.
Mulder, what's wrong?
Oh, nothing's wrong. I'm just at that special place, and I wanted to share it with you. Do you know that Elvis bought all the furniture in just 30 minutes?
How did you know where I was?
Oh, I checked where we always stay in Philadelphia. I knew you wouldn't abandon me. How's the case going?
I've handed it over to the Philadelphia Bureau.
Philadelphia Bureau? They don't know or care about the X-Files. What are you doing?
Mulder, there is no X-File. Your contact is connected to the Borovskoy Mir. Extortion, credit fraud, cons. He is nothing but a swindler.
How do you know?
What do you mean, how do I know? You assigned me the background check. I did as told, as always.
Okay, just hold off until I get there, okay?
What, you don't think I'm capable?
Of course I believe that you're capable. It's just that in this case, I need you to...
It's not just in this case, Mulder.
Okay, what's the agent's name in Philadelphia?
It is over. Done. Podovkin is out of our hands. Look, Mulder, I have to go.
What, do you got a date or something? You're kidding.
I have everything under control. I will talk to you later. Isn't it better this way, baby? Me and you alone? Women are so petty, jealous, controlling. That bitch today would have been just like all the others.
Hello?
Hi. Ed Jurors, please.
This is him.
It's Dana. We met today.
My flight was canceled because of the storm, and I was just wondering if I could take you up on dinner.
I think it's worth fighting a little snow.
One thing, my car is in the shop. We'll have to meet.
I could pick you up.
Give me an hour?
Good. Well, I'll see you then.
Go ahead. Treat yourself. This girl is a real doll. But beauty's only skin deep, baby. I go all the way to the bone.
Miss Schilling? She said she'd be here.
I understand.
Miss Schilling?
Hi.
Hi.
I'm early. The storm's not so bad.
It's supposed to get bad later tonight. Come on in. Are you ready in a second? At least we can forgo the what a nice place you have for maladies.
Ed, I don't go out very much. I think the last time I went on a date was to see Glengarry Glen Ross, and the characters in the movie had a much better time. And you're bleeding.
It's just the damn tattoo.
Here. I'm a doctor. Do you want me to take a look at it?
No, it's okay. It's been nothing but trouble.
I hope you like this place. I made reservations.
Ed, the crummy bar you told me about. Take me there.
What makes this place a good place to go when you're feeling down?
It's kind of... Everyone here looks like their problems are worse than mine. Makes me feel good about myself.
Yeah, but you can tell what's going on in somebody's head just by looking at them. I mean, they're probably thinking that we're the ones that are screwed up.
Are we?
Who knows? I mean, sometimes I've always gone around in this circle. It usually starts when an authoritative or controlling figure comes into my life. And part of me likes it, needs it, wants the approval. But then at a certain point along the way, I just, you know... Okay. My father was a Navy captain. I worship the sea that he sailed on. And when I was 13 or so, I went through this thing where I would sneak out of my parents' house and smoke my mother's cigarettes. And I did it because I knew that if he found out, he would kill me. And then along the way, there are other fathers.
Sounds a little like your time has come around again. I want things more like a straight line. And I don't ever want to go backward. That's why I got the tattoo I deserve. Mark the moment. Feeling. A memorial of something that I never want to have happen again.
I want to see it.
You know, Dana, just because I marked the moment, wanting to go forward doesn't mean that it worked.
I want to see
Come
it.
Come on, get some scabbed up.
It's okay.
If you're so curious, get your own.
Really bad out. Look, the weather and a few drinks under your belt. I'd feel better if you stayed here. Hey, I'm not up to anything. Just want you to be safe. I'll take the couch. Your tattoo hurt at all?
Yeah, it feels weird. I can't see it. but I feel different. It's like, I don't know how I feel about that. You're bleeding again. Will you let me take a look at it? I am a doctor.
You said this could happen.
Ed, it looks burned.
Get her hands off of me!
Those are bad thoughts you're having, baby. You kiss her, and she's dead.
Dana Scully, please.
Thank you. I'll ring. I'm sorry, sir. There's no answer in that room.
Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Detective Gouveia, and this is Detective Smith. Maybe we speak with Edward Jurst.
I'm sorry. He's not in. I don't know where he is.
Were you here the night before last?
No. Can I help you with something? I'm with the Bureau.
The resident downstairs, Kay Schilling, was reported missing. Some blood was found in her apartment, not hers. It had some abnormalities.
Such as? Look, I have a background in forensic medicine. I assure you that anything you divulge from me will be held under strictest confidence.
Well, a preliminary toxicology report on this substance in the bloodstains. Blood type was A, and hers was O.
Mm. May I?
Look, here's our card. We'd appreciate Mr. Jurst giving us a call when he returns. And if he doesn't, we will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, Fox Mulder, please.
One moment.
Morning. What's wrong?
Ed, sit down. Some detectives were here. The woman in the apartment downstairs was reported missing. They found some blood in her apartment, and I believe circumstantially it may be yours.
I was helping her move in, and I cut myself.
You need to tell that to the detectives. But what I'm also afraid of, and this concerns both of us, is that an ergot alkaloid was found in the blood, which is why I think it may have been yours. Now, ergot is a parasite that lives off of rye and related grasses. Svo said that he used rye somehow in his ink. Now, if this is true, we may be subject to hallucinogenic ergotism, oral, visual hallucinations, dangerous and unlikely behavior. We need to go to the hospital to be tested.
I don't need that, Dana. Such a relief to be able to tell someone. I hear it, Dana. In my head, only deeper. It's more than just some chemical reaction. She talks to me. She hates women. My wife, my boss, you. She's so jealous, Dana. She makes me do things I don't want to. But she controls me. But I believe that you made her go away.
We need to get help. Now I'm gonna go into the other room. And I'm gonna come back. And we are going to go together. Who'd she call? Who'd she call, Eddie? Come on. Aren't you just dying to know?
Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Dana Scully, please.
Dana Scully, please.
In my bed. Turn the sheets, lover. Burn her. Burn her!
Thank you. yourself.
Ah, but it's good to lose control.
Take control.
It's better than this. Do it for me, Eddie. Do it.
Welcome back. You look a lot better than you did in the hospital. And congratulations for making a personal appearance in the X-Files for the second time. It's a world record. Ed Jurist is in custody at the St. John's Burn Center in Philadelphia. Traces of ergot were found in his bloodstream, as in yours, but not to the degree that should cause hallucinogenic ergotism. He'll undergo psychiatric evaluation after recovering from burn trauma. Comrade's foe has been shut down. Yeah, and is under investigation for having connections to my friend Podovkin. Case closed on Boris Badenov, which is really a shame because I was thinking of having an NY tattooed on my ass to commemorate the Yankees World Series victory. Better late than never, huh? Field office in Dallas is receiving reports of an image of a missing child appearing on a blank billboard outside of Arlington. So, all this because I didn't get you a desk?
Not everything is about you, Mulder. This is my life.
Yes, but it's...
this.